Kiribo say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ches. And we're here on Zion the Bays. Three lines up in the skinny lines, Ahu Gavra. We have a story, then we have a couple of other permutations of Kiddushin. What if a woman does this? What if a woman does that? We have the concept of the Didi Chazili, that someone, you know, something is maybe worth less, but someone agrees to accept payments even though it's worth less. All right, we've pretty packed off to do today. So, Hu Gavra, three lines up on skinny lines on Zion of a base. Hu Gavra, there was a guy, the Ikdish Bishiroi, that wanted to do Kiddushin with silk. Silk was something that was not, obviously, you know, plenty valuable, more than a pruta, but not exact, not clear exactly how much, right, it is worth. Rabba Amar Lo Tzrichi Shuma and Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. A Shuma is an evaluator. The question is, if it requires an evaluation, do you need to know, right, and evaluate exactly how much the silk is worth? So Rabba says no, and Rav Yosef says that you do. And we're going to have a couple understandings of what exactly the machlokas is. So the Gemara says, first of all, Ida amar lo b'chol dehu. So the Gemara says, if the guy said to her, marry me with any value, meaning, you know, shava pruta and above, so kuli amar lo plugi, everybody agrees you don't need an evaluation, right, because he said, marry me with any amount of money, and so whatever it's worth, right, she's agreeing to the marriage. If he said, marry me with 50 zuz, for example, velo shavu chamshin, and the silk is not worth 50 zuz, okay, so alo shavu, so that's also not a machlokas. It's not worth whatever he said it was, and therefore there's no kiddushin. She was expecting 50 zuz worth of materials. Kipligi, the machlokas is damar chamshin v'shavu chamshin, that he said, marry me with 50, and sure enough, the silk is worth 50. Rabba amar lo tzrichi shuma. Rabba says you don't need an evaluation. Why? Because he did what he said. What do you need to evaluate? Right? It is true. Right? Whatever. He's not trying to scam her at all. Right? He did what he said he was going to do. Rav Yosef amar tzrichi shuma. Rav Yosef says no. In that case, Rav Yosef says you still need an evaluation. Why? It's a lo bakia b'shuma lo samcha daita. Since a woman is not a bucky in evaluating this stuff, she's not sure what it costs. She doesn't know what the market rate for silk is, so maybe she's uncertain whether it's actually worth 50, and therefore she's not going to be fully on board with the marriage, and therefore, right, she hasn't really fully agreed, right, to marry him, and therefore, right, you can only do that. It only works. The condition is only valid, right, if you get it a full evaluation, and if she can be samechada, she can rely on the evaluation and say, oh, it is actually worth 50. Another way to understand the machlokas, that behold the hunami pligi, that the machlokas is even, right, if he said, marry me with any amount. And in that case, also, Rav Yosef Amar Shavik, and then they have the same machlokas, meaning just to recap, let's go back up. Rav Yosef says you need to have an evaluation, and Rabba says you don't. Why would Rav Yosef require an evaluation? Because Rav Yosef Amar Shavik Kesef Erev Kesef. That shava kesef, anytime you use something that is worth money, right, something that is the same as money, but just worth money, right, we have the drasha that is like money, right, and therefore it has to be similar. Ma kesef dekaitz, af shava kesef, right, dekaitz, right, that doesn't mean it's usable in the summer, right, dekaitz is the summer, but it means in Aramaic is that it is definite, it is clear, the value is very readily apparent. Right, again, you hand it a $100 bill, okay, it's worth $100, but you hand it a thing of silk, right, so then you're not necessarily true. So it needs to be, you need to know exactly how much it is. It has to be kite, it has to be fixed value. I'm Rav Yosef Menami. Well, Rav Yosef says, how do I know? Right, I'll prove, meaning where do I get that from? I'll prove it to you. Right, the time because we'll learn it, right? Send me kesef miknaso. Right, the pasuk says, right, the money of the acquisition, that pasuk is not by marriage, that pasuk is by an eved ivri, when you're redeeming an eved ivri. So someone can buy out the rest of his servitude, right, with b'kesef miknaso, with the money that he was acquired for. And the Gemara darshins, b'kesef u'niknev einu niknev betula v'kelim. He can only be acquired through money and not through grains and utensils. So the Gemara says, hi to v'kelim hechadami. I don't understand. What is the case where you cannot redeem and buy out an every ivri with tula, with grains, and with utensils? Elim edelo miknev behu klal. If you tell me you can't use it at all, right, for the transaction whatsoever. Right, so that doesn't work. Why? Because Yashiv Gula Suam Rahman al Rabba Shavakesev Kikesef, right? We have the drasha that Yashiv Gulaso, right? That you can kind of return from that. So that's the same pasuk. Those are the two words right beforehand. Right? The pasuk says, "O the rabos bashanim lefihem Yashiv Gulaso mikesef mignaso," that you can return his to his gula, to his redeem himself or whatever, and to include the fact that you can pay with money and things that are worth money, right? Which obviously is very logical. So Gemara says, so it can't be that you can't use these items at all. Vida les b'shavapruta. If you'll tell me that, well, they're not worth a shavapruta, so might you read through with Caleb. So why are we mentioning grains and utensils? If you look at you can't use money that's left in a shavapruta either. So Gemara says, allowed the isbu shavapruta. Now, it must be, therefore, again, this is the whole proof. This is Rav Yosef's whole proof that shavakesef needs to be fixed, has to be, you know, a definitive value. So therefore, what's going on in this case? What's this tru'a with Caleb, these grains and utensils that you can't use to redeem in every? Must be this bushavapruta, that it is worth a shavapruta, if it came into lokaiti, lo. And since it's not a fixed value, you don't know how much 28 grains of kernels of wheat are worth or whatever. So since it's not fixed, it has, you know, fluctuates and you don't, can't really evaluate it and you don't know exactly how much it costs, right? Then it doesn't work. So okay, fine. That's a pretty good proof. What does Rabba do with that? So idach, Rabba would say, this is what it means. But Torah, I mean, what does that brisa mean that you can't use kesef and kalim? But Torah's kesef unikne ve'in nikne. But Torah's tvu of a kalim. What it means is that you can only redeem this eved ivri. But Torah's kesef with the Torah, the procedure, the methodology of money, and not with the methodology of grains and utensils. What does that mean? My ninu chalipin, right? You cannot use chalipin, right, to kind of redeem, right, this eved. You have to give something of value, as we mentioned before, right? Chalipin, right, no one's actually acquiring anything. You're just kind of picking up something, right? A kinyan sudar to kind of signify your das. You're not actually giving anything of value. So therefore, to redeem an eved, you cannot use chalipin. Okay. Well, Rav Nachman, that repairs a lot of the chalipin, ma'ikalamir. Okay. The problem is, according to Rav Nachman, who says that Paris, that Tvua and Kalim is not indicative, right, of Chalipin, right? You can't use Paris, you can't use Tvua for Chalipin. You can't tell me that Torah's Tvua of Kalim means Chalipin, because that's not true. So, right, so according to Rav Nachman, so Mike the Mamre, so what would he say? So Ella, La'olam de Les Peshavapruta. So you could answer like this, that Rabba would understand that the Bryce is talking about a case where the Tvua and Kalim have less than a Shavapruta. What was the problem with that? Why didn't we say that that was the Pshat? At the Kamar, that we said, my area Tvua of Kalim, I feel the case of Nami Lo. Nami. Right? And the whole problem we had with that Pshat was that, well, what's the difference? Why are we specifying money? Why are we specifying grains and utensils, right? Obviously, even if it's money, it's worth less than Shavapruta, that doesn't work either. So Kamar says, really, Lo Mibaya Kamar. And that Bryce is, therefore, is using a Lo Mibaya, meaning that Lo Mibaya, you don't even need to tell me Kesef. That e boy shavapruta in e low low. That you don't need to teach me that if it's less than shavapruta of money, then it doesn't work. Abal tu of a kalim, but by grains and utensils, you might have thought that it does work, even though it's less than shavapruta. Why? Ema mi de mekarva hana sayu gomer maknavshe. Since their hana is mekarva, is close, is very readily apparent, right? Again, even a tiny utensil, a needle, is usable in certain cases. Guy needs to sew his shirt. Or a couple of grains, you could pop them in your mouth, and you get a quick hana. Even though it's less than shavapruta, you might have thought that was, you know, that's enough. It's never kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches us that it's not enough. It is unable to redeem, right, in every with that type of payment. Okay, fine. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is min aminallah. Again, another proof. I'll bring you. How do I know? One second. Sorry, did I skip something? No. Sorry. So Rav Yosef says, I'll bring you another proof. Right, that Rav Yosef Shita was that we do need an evaluation by a case of the silks. Right, the Tanya of Lender Raisa, Eagle Zela Pidyon Bini, right, if you're trying to do Pidyon Aben, right, redeeming the firstborn, you have to give the coin five slime. So the guy says, this cow is for Pidyon Aben. Talas zel opinion bini, or I'm using this talas. Lo amar klum, that's nothing. That's not good enough. But if he says eagle zel bechamish slime opinion bini, but if he says this cow, which is worth five slime, to redeem my firstborn, or talas zu bechamish slime opinion bini, if you use a talas that is worth five slime, so ben opode, that works. So I opinion hechli dami. The Gemara says, but what's the case over here? If you tell me that the cow and the talus are not actually worth five, so kolkamine, that doesn't work. He doesn't have the power to just say it's worth five and make it worth five if it's worth two. It must be no that the items in question are worth five. They gave him the lokaitzi low, and since they're not fixed, meaning you don't have a set in the first case, meaning when you don't say that it's worth five, you don't have a clear definition and understanding that of its fixed value, it doesn't work. So maybe that should clear the difference between using a talus and stating whether it's worth five or not, or using a cow. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the way to understand it. Brisa lo olam delo shavi. Really, it could be right that the first case is where the cow or the talus is not worth five. Okay, so why would you think it works? And the couple coin dealer. And the case is, but in the second, meaning therefore that's why it doesn't work in the first case. Why does it work in the second case? Right? But the guy just magically said it's worth five, and therefore it's worth five. No, the case is, the coin accepted it. He's like, yeah, I'll take it, sure, why not? I don't care, I'm not a stickler. Right, it's free money, free cow, free talus, doesn't care, I'll take it. Right? Say it's fit for me it's worth five. Because Rav Kahana, right, once, we give a story, Rav Kahana once took, Rav Kahana was obviously a coin, right, Rav Kahana, right, so he also took, a handkerchief for a pigeon of Ben, and it wasn't obviously a handkerchief, not going to be five slime probably, so I'm and he said, right, for me it's worth chamesh slime, for me it's fit, it's worth chamesh five slime, as we'll see in a second. And Rashi quotes that basically the gavarabas, the big important people, would always wear some sort of handkerchief, some sort of head covering. I don't know if it's like the Arab things that they wear on their heads, but something to that effect, right, that was like a way to understand and distinguish a chush of a person. So for him it was important, for him it was worth it, so he took it and he felt that he said it was worth five, and that was good enough. Ravashi says, good. Okay, fine. Ravashi says, no. Lo Amran Elikigon Rav Kahana. Right, that's only by Rav Kahana, the Gavraba, who's a great person. And he needs to wear a handkerchief on his head. Right, theoretically, right, it could be worth it to him. Avakuli Alma, but some random person, so that doesn't work. I mean, it has to be actually, right, actually potentially, right, valuable and chashuv. You can't just be like, you know, if you're not a, I don't know. If you're not a great person, you can't just take a kerchief, right? If you don't wear a black hat and you accept a black hat as a gift with no intention of wearing it, and you say it's worth to you like $1,000, okay, so it's not. That doesn't work. Gehadim demar baravashi, just like mar baravashi, zavin sudram imi derava mikuvi. He bought some sort of handkerchief from the mother of Rabba Dekuvi, right? Shavi Asara Betleser. And it was worth 10, and he paid 13, right? Because, you know, again, in his eyes, maybe it was worth it, and he needed it, etc. Okay. Fine. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Lazar says, he's actually been one of an Asala Dinar. Guy says, I'll marry you with 100, and give her one. Or a dinar. So what's the case in that scenario? What's the din? Harizim Gudeshes V'yashlim. So the Gemara says that works, and you owe her 99 dinars. So my time, right, what is the reason over there? Just to clarify, one second. Right, good. So just look at Rashi, and this is an important point. Right, it's not that the payment is separate. Right, but the marriage is on condition that he does pay the rest of the money. Right, if you look at Rashi, even Asam Ladinar, it's a few lines up from here. Miyad Mikudeshes, it's immediately, it works. Right, the Kibbalay, the Shem Kedushin, because she accepted the dinar, right, for Kedushin. And then the Almanash, she asked him to know, on condition that he completes, right, his Tanai. Right, on the condition that the guy pays the rest of the money, once it is Mikudeshes from now. Right, and it's like a tonight that as long as he pays her the 99 that he owes her. Okay, my time, and what's the reason? So back in the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Came with the Amr La'mana V'yav La'dinar, since he promised 100 and gave her one, come on, the Amr La'almanas Dami. Right, again, as the Gemara explains, we probably should have just been a little more patient and read it. But okay, either way, right, it's as if he says, I'll marry you on condition, right, that I give you 100, and he gives her one, and then the Mikdash is from the spot. And Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Omer, Almanas, Gomer, Machshav Dami. And Rav Yehuda, and that's the end of that right, point. And Rehudim Rav says, if anybody, someone says, I'll do something for you, Amanas, what he means is, I want it to start right now, and on the condition that I do something, but I want it to kick in right now. Maisri, hold on one second, ask a question on this halacha. Really, is it really Mekudesh? Yes. It's Kashi Bimon, and the guy says, man, with 100 dinars, and he's counting them out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Varatza Echa Mehem Lachzor. And one of them, for whatever reason, right, gets cold feet in the middle. Holy cow, I'm freaking out, I'm getting married. They pull out. Right, afilu bedinar achron harshus biyado. Even if he's up to 99, so whoever wants can stop the marriage. If you're telling me, right, what did you just say? We just said that if you marry me with 100, he gives her one. Right, they're married now, on condition that he fulfills, right, as long as he pays the money. Well, here you're telling me that either one can back out until you hit 100. Well, that doesn't mean you're married from now. That seems to imply very strongly, and that they're only married after he gives her the full 100. So that's exactly against what we just said. Gemara says, "Hachmayaskina." No, the case over here is Damar Manazu. No, he said in this 100, meaning, i.e., until I give you all of this 100, right? That's what I want to create the marriage. So as long as he's at 99, he hasn't yet given her all of this item, right? So the marriage hasn't started yet. The Gemara says, "Vadmi the Seifa Manazu Reshem Manastam." But one second, the second part of that brisa says specifically talking about Manazu. This part we just quoted doesn't say anything about Manazu. It says he's got Shalib Mana. So clearly, the second part is says Manazu. Beferish, as we're about to quote in a second, it must be that the first part of the Bryce is talking about the mana stam, without mana, regular mana, without saying mana, this mana. The Katani Seifa, because the Seifa says, Amar Lai Kachli B'mana Zoo. If he then he says, marry me with 100, this 100 Zoos, Vinitza Mana Chaser Dinar, and it turns out it was 99, Ol Dinar Shana Choshes, or it was 99 plus a copper Dinar, so Inu Mekudeshes, right? That's not, that doesn't work, because he said this 100 and it wasn't 100. Dinar Ra, if it contained, it was 99 and a bad Dinar, we have to explain what that means in a second, Harizim Mekudeshes V'Yachle. If that would work, that does work, and then he just has to replace, right, the bad dinar. So how can you tell me that the first part of the Bryce is manazu? If the second part of the Bryce is manazu, clearly when the first part of the Bryce says just mana, it didn't mean that this specific mana at all. So it says, well, ratio of save a dam of manazu. Really, no, really both cases are by manazu, that it's this specific $100 or dinars. Upirusha Kamifarish, really, it's explaining. Right, the second part of the Bryce is explaining the first. Rotza Echmehem Lachzor, if one of them, and it means like this, that if one of them wanted to back out of the marriage, Afilu B'dinar Achron or Shus B'Odo, even if that's on the 99th dinar, so then whoever wants can back out. Kate said, how does that work? You're going to Amar Law, for example, like if he said, Lump Manazu, right, that I want to marry you with this $100, so if he's counting it out, right, if he's counting it out, then you can go, you can retract. And this is, makes a lot of sense, Taka. Because if you would have told me that, if you would have really said and decided that the first part of the brisa, when it says gashli b'mana, is by regular mana without saying this specific $100, if you tell me it's no good, right, meaning that you can back out by mana stam, manazum ikbaya, do you have to really tell me the halakha that if he says this specific $100, that you can back out? Of course you can back out. If you tell me the halacha is by any random $100 in the world, until he gives her $100, it's not a valid kiddushin. Obviously, if he says this item, this $100 that I'm giving you, and he doesn't give it to her yet, obviously you can get back out. Skirma says, nah. If that was really the logic, low area, that wouldn't really have been such a proof. Because time to save the glory ratio. You could have understood that the seifa was, again, as we did, really did understand in the end, but you could have understood that the seifa was explaining the ratio. The shalot toma ratio of manazu. So that you shouldn't say that the ratio, meaning if we want to understand the ratio as manastam, so the second part of the brisa could have been explaining and clarifying that the ratio was not manazu. Abba manastam, havu kiddushin. Right, so there, time to save of manazu, mechal the ratio manastam. And filu hakei lo avi kiddushin, meaning we couldn't. Now that wouldn't be a good inference because you might have thought that the brisa was trying to clarify that the first part of the brisa was manastam and not manazu, and so you couldn't. Don't make that inference. Okay, either way, Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says that no, you could be mashlim and figure out that brisa with Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Elazar. Yeah, I'm Rabbi Elazar, right? We started at the beginning. You could be miyashiv the kasha from the brisa like this. Now, Amar Monav Aholich Shiny, because what's the case by Rabbi Elazar? Right? He just says, marry me with $100, right? And he gives her a dinar. So that in that case, right, they're married, from now, and he has to fulfill the ketai, he has to fulfill the condition, and give the rest of the money. The Bryce's case is Hayamon of Holich, and he's counting out the bills, right? He's flipping them off his fingertips. Right? So that's different. The Daita Kule, because her das is on all of the money that he's got in front of him. So in that case, you have to give her all of it. But in the first case, right, he's only got a dollar. So he says, I'll give you 100, but here, marry me with this. With the 100, just take this for now, right? So that, in that case, he means, I'll get you the money in the future, and that's fine. That's Mekudeshes right away. So Gemara just says and explains what we said before. What's the case when you have a copper dinar? If she knew it, right? Again, she sees a pile of coins sitting on the table. One of them is brown. Okay, if she saw it and she knew it, so she accepted it. It was a problem. Right? Again, we said that was a problem, right? That we said if it's 99 plus the copper one, it's no good. So the Gemara says, no, either he gave it to her at night, inami, or dashkech betle beni zuze, or it was hidden amongst the coins, right? He got a pile of coins, she didn't really see it, so that would be no good. Hai dinara, hai chidami, what's the case by a bad dinar? So the Gemara says, if you can't use it, if it's literally bad currency, okay, it's 100 dinar shal choshes. Well, that's a bad dinar. That's a copper dinar that's unusable. It's the same case. It's not worth a dinar. Right? You can't use it. So that can't be the case. Right? Obviously, it'd be no good, because what do we say by dinar ro? We said it's good, but you have to replace it. So that doesn't make sense. So Rav Papa says, Rav Papa says it's usable sometimes. Right? Again, like you have this old, I don't know if you have it in America, but definitely in Israel. If you have, like, say, a ripped 20 or like a really smoothed out 10, sometimes, you know, the vending machines won't take it or whatever. Not that people use coins and cash for vending machines nowadays anyway, but everything is with the credit card or your phone on the credit card, whatever. But okay, anyway, long story short, is a dinar, we're getting off track. A dinar ra is a case where it's usable sometimes, not usable always, and therefore he has to replace it with proper currency, but it is mekudeshes because it is proper value, it's just not acceptable everywhere. Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says the following shaila. Amar lo eskachli b'maneh v'niach l'maneh. Oh, not a shaila. He makes it a statement. I'm sorry. He makes a paskins al halacha. Guy says, eskachli b'maneh, says, I'm marrying me with 100 dinarim. V'niach l'mashkon aleh. And he says, I don't have the money right now. Take my watch and as collateral, and I'll get you the money later. So he says, fascinating. He says, Rav Nachman, I would have thought, okay, sure, no problem. Rav Nachman says, ain't a mekudeshes. That does not work. Why? Because money ain't kind. Mashkon inkon, because he hasn't given her $100, and he also hasn't given her a mashkon. What do you mean he hasn't given her a mashkon? Meaning she doesn't own the mashkon. The collateral, if I give you something for collateral, you don't own that item. Right? That's just until I pay you back. Right? So that doesn't work. I mean, it's not worth anything. Right? You haven't given her a gift, you haven't given her any value, therefore the kiddushin is not chal. Esevei Rav, or Nachman, Rav, ask following kashan on Rav Nachman. One second. Kiddushin, a mashkon, mekudeshes. Rav says, if you're mekadish a woman with a mashkon, with a collateral, that does work. Very, pretty clear stira. So Rav says, no, that case, halasim, the mashkon, de'acherim. That case is you're giving her someone else's collateral. You're giving her someone else's watch. So what does that someone else's watch do? That represents a loan. Right, because Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Minayin the Balchov Shekona Mashkon. How do you know that someone who is owed money acquires the collateral? Right, Shenemar, as Bozik says, Luchat Yitzdaka, right? That it will be Yitzdaka for you. That case is that if you lend money to a poor person and you take their pajamas as collateral. Right, again, we don't have any concept of such things, right, Baruch Hashem, because we live in tremendous wealth. We can't imagine anybody giving up their pajamas as collateral on a loan, right? Baruch Hashem, we live in the days of incredible prosperity, but that was back in the day, they're very possible. So the guy gave him his night clothes. The Pasuk says you should give it back to him so he could sleep in them at night. Ulechot tiyat tzedakah, and it'll be considered as if you gave him tzedakah, or it'll be a tzedakah for you. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you're not giving him something from yours, right, if you're giving him his own stuff back, that's not tzedakah. It might be a Shavas Aveda, but it's not tzedakah. Right? So what do you mean? Tzedakah implies that you're giving him something that you own. So apparently, what do you see? That someone who owns someone who is owed money and has a collateral, acquires the collateral in a certain sense, in a very real sense. So therefore, when you give the pajamas back, right, you're giving him something that you own. So too over here. If you give the woman, and now if you give a woman a collateral, that not your collateral, but a collateral of someone else that represents a loan, you're in essence giving her the loan. But now this guy owes not $100 to me, he owes $100 to you. Well, that's real value, and that's why it should be mikudeshes in the brisa. Beirav huna bar oven zoven hahi amsa bepriti. Story time now, a little bit different context. The sons of Rav Huna bar Avin sold an ama, or bought an ama. I think they bought an ama. I think Zavin, some sort of ama ivria, or some sort of maybe ama. I don't know. Shilcha Kananis, I'm not sure. Some sort of servant for pritim, for a small amount of money. And lo havi b'yadayu, and they didn't have the money on them. So osvei naska ala. So they gave like a silver a bar, like not currency, but like a piece of silver. For Rashi says chaticha shel kesef, a piece of gold, a piece of silver, not like silver coins, as a collateral. Right? Say, oh, I'll get you the money later. Lasov later, right before they could pay, Iker amso. So sure enough, the maid servant, the value of on the slave market, right, she went up and she became more valuable. And also came Rabbi Ami, so they came before Rabbi Ami, and Amar Lo, and meaning to ask, the seller wanted to back out. He wanted to sell her for more money. So he said, sure enough, like we just paskin, priti enkan, naska enkan, well, there's no money here, you didn't pay for the maidservant, and the naska, the silver bar that you gave was just collateral, right, and that wasn't for them to keep, really, right, so therefore, the seller can, sure enough, can back out of the sale, and then sell her again at a higher price. Tanar by one other price. He's got sleeping money, but money, oh, yeah, always money. Marry me with $100, and that's or 100 dinari, and that's also zakatso leyam or holochol davar avid. Let's say the woman, with a flair for the dramatic, right, takes the money and throws it into the sea, into the fire, or to anything where it would be lost, right, down the cavern, in the gutter, in the toilet, whatever. And the kodesh is that obviously she's not interested. Right? Take a hint. Ha shatinu lekame. Have a kiddushin. Well, that implies if she threw it down in front of him, right, and not where somebody would get lost, but let's say on the floor where you could just pick it back up, maybe have a kiddushin. That should work. So the Gemara says, shouldn't she be saying, right, that I don't want it, take it back from me? So Gemara says, she is. Lo mi boya kamar, right? And the Gemara is saying in a way of that, you don't even need to tell me, right? Lo mi boya, she didn't come in, you'll have a kiddushin. You don't need to tell me that if she throws it down in front of him that she doesn't. She's not interested in the condition. That's obvious, right? Again, you hand her a ring, she takes it and throws it down in your face. She's not interested. Let's be real. I was her cousin with the yam or the ore, but if she threw it into the ocean, right, or the fire, Eva, maybe she'd say like this. Maybe what is she really doing? She's saying, came with the mechaibabu, and since she says, I'm going to be obligated in this. Right? What's she doing? She's throwing away his ring. She owes him money for that. You can't, that's not a, you're chayv for that. That was his property. She damaged him. So she says, since I'm going to be obligated to pay for it, kiddushi kiddush nafshi, she's being mekadosh herself. And what's she doing by throwing it away? The reason she's doing acting like this, savra, she thinks, avdikinu lahai gavra iratachnahu olo. She's checking his midos. Right? She wants to see if he'll get angry or not. She wants to see if he's an angry person. A little bit late, right? If you're accepting kiddushin, okay, maybe not. But she's really, we might have thought that that's what she's doing. Therefore, kamash malan, therefore the Brisa has to teach us that that's not what she's doing, and she's really actually throwing it away. She's not interested in the marriage. Okay, Tanur by one of the Brisa. He's kashli b'mana, says, marry me with $100. And she says, t'neim la'aba ulavicha, give it to my father. Or she says, give it to your father. Enim kudeshes, that does not work. Isn't that counterintuitive? Yes, the Gemara explains. Almanashi kablumli, if though she says, give them to my father or to your father, that they should accept it for me, which is probably what most women would mean nowadays if they said it. So that works. That mekudesh is that's totally fine. And the Gemara explains, Tana abba l'adicha koch adoration, Tana avicha l'adicha koch the seifa. And they taught the Abba and Avicha, why those two examples, to teach the strength of the Reisha and the Seifa. What's the Reisha? The Reisha, even when she says, give it to my father, right? I guess let's do it the backward. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Tana Reisha, I'm sorry. Tana Abba, L'Odicha Kochot Reisha. We taught an example of her father that even in the case where she says, give it to my father, and doesn't specify that he should accept it for her, right, so then to say that it's even that case is no good, and we taught your father, meaning the chassan's father, to teach me that even In the case where she says, give them to your father to accept them to me, that does work. That is Mekudeshes. That's what the Seifa taught. And even in that case, obviously, if she says, give it to my father to accept it for me, that she would be fine. Now, what about the following case? He's casually been wanted to name the Ploni. That she says, the guy says, marry me with $100, and she says, give it to somebody else. I say, in Mekudeshes, that doesn't work. But Almanashi Kablumli, but if she says, give that money to someone else that he should accept it for me, then Mekudeshes, that works. So what do you need both of those examples for? Her father, right, and this random dude. It's Richa, we need them. Sure enough, we do need them. If we'd only had the first price, so awesome. Duchi Amra Almanashi Kablumli Habikidushin. Only there, in the case where she says, give it to my father or your father, in the case they should accept it from me, that would work. The Simchadai Toilui, right, Elihu, because she relies on Rabashi, she's relying on her father or his father. But and Sabra, obviously she's saying that they will be my Shliach, right, in this manner. Avo Ploni, but some random guy, well, maybe not. Maybe that's not necessarily true. Viashmin and Ploni, and if you would only had the case of a Brisa by some random guy, right? Only in that case we would have thought that if she says give it to some random dude without specifying that he should accept it, right, that it wouldn't work, right? Because she's not close to him, right? She's not close to him and to give him some sort of gift. But the parents, right? His father, your father, my father, her, your father, then and she's obviously close to them and dear to them. You might have thought that she's giving them a gift, right? To them. So therefore, Tzucha has to teach me, right, that in that first case, it wouldn't work either. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go back to the Hilchos tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.